What do you reckon is the highest number of items you can buy on Temu for £10? 2? 7? 16? After a lot of scrolling, the cheapest item I could find was this 20-pack of hairbands for 28p. So you could get 35 packs of those for £10. That's about 700 hairbands. Who needs 700 hairbands? Oh, and that's without taking into account any flash deals or free giveaways. Sounds like an amazing deal, doesn't it? But that's the mindset Temu wants you in, focusing on how much you can get for your money instead of on what you actually want or need.
Is anyone else's mum addicted to shopping on fucking Temu?
My nan's addicted to Temu, okay? She's got a serious, serious, serious issue and addiction.
The app is designed to keep you spending, using the same tactics as casinos, mobile games, and social media. And it's working. Temu, which only launched in 2022, is now the number one most downloaded shopping app worldwide, with more downloads than Amazon in the US. So how is Temu hacking our brains to keep us spending? Temu users what are called dark patterns, a term used to describe the manipulative practices designed to keep you on the app, trick your brain, and pressure you into making purchases. Let's look at the main ones they use. Gamification. You can see here that every element is designed to keep you engaged. Flash sales, spin-the-wheel discounts, and lottery-style giveaways that aren't just fun. They trigger the brain's reward system in a similar way to slot machines. Then there's emphasizing scarcity and tapping into FOMO. Messages such as only three left or deal ends in 5 minutes create a sense of scarcity and urgency. This tactic can pressure consumers into making quick purchases they might not make otherwise. Personalized manipulation. The app tracks everything you do, what you click, how long you hesitate, whether you abandon your cart, and dynamically adjusts deals to maximize your chances of buying. For example, if you linger on a £2 gadget but don't buy it, Temu will then tempt you with a special offer on that exact item within a few hours. The endless scroll. Just like social media, Temu uses infinite scrolling and algorithm-driven recommendations, keeping you in a dopamine loop that makes you lose track of time. It's the same reasons why casinos don't have clocks or windows. And lastly is the price illusion. Prices are deliberately absurdly low to get people to buy without thinking. Temu are actually burning through billions in order to subsidize products and keep prices super low while they try to hook in customers. But the thing is, these aren't just fun shopping features. They're carefully engineered to turn impulse buying into an addiction. And this comes with many hidden costs to individuals and the planet. The EU has launched a formal investigation into Temu over concerns it's breaching the Digital Service Act with its addictive design and failing to halt the sale of counterfeit goods. Temu said it will cooperate fully with the regulators.
Tons of stuff in this one.
A £20 haul for 10 items sounds like a jackpot win, until you realise you never actually needed or wanted them. That's Temu's business model: impulse buying, regret, and waste. You play the game, chasing the thrill of the next deal, but the house always wins. In the US, the average American spends $151 on impulse buys every month, and nearly half of buyers feel regret afterwards. And Temu's popularity is already declining in Australia as more people experience buyer's remorse.
So this is what I ordered, a bowl, right?
They sent me a whole fucking door.
Never getting a couch on Temu ever again.
I thought it was going to be like a little carousel decoration like this picture. It's a plastic disc.
But bad shopping decisions are just the start. The real hidden costs go much deeper. Temu says prices might rise soon, thanks to new US tariffs on even the smallest packages. But until now, it's been getting away with something most shoppers don't know about. If you've ever wondered how Temu ships directly from China so fast and so cheap, it's because the company exploits a trade loophole called de minimis, which allows any package valued under $800 to skip customs inspections in the US. Which means there's no labour checks, no environmental checks, and no product safety checks on those items. It's like rolling the dice every time you order. Packages over this value face more scrutiny in US customs, and the EU is bringing stricter checks on parcels from online Chinese retailers like Temu. Some children's clothes from Temu were found to contain 622 times the legal limit for toxic chemicals like phthalates and lead. Temu told AFP, "We swiftly remove these product listings and are enhancing our systems to ensure they comply with safety standards." And the US government is currently investigating Temu for possible links to forced labour. And then there's the reality that many Temu items aren't built to last. They're built to be replaced, which creates a huge cost to the planet. In a real casino, you'll likely leave with empty pockets. But with Temu, you're left with a cheap pile of plastic that you'll probably never use. I like it. It's mine. The prices blow my mind. Temu isn't just selling products, it's selling a mindset. One where shopping is a game, prices are meaningless, and waste is normal. And when shopping is a game, it's easy to forget that there are real consequences. About 50% of Temu's sales last year came from households making less than $40,000 a year. So despite their talk of billionaires, it's those with the least money who are being encouraged to overspend on the app. So next time you see a deal that's too good to be true, ask yourself, who's really winning here? While I was making this video, I reached out to Temu for their right of reply, and they have sent a response, but it's quite long, so I'll stick it in after this. But thank you so much for watching, and if you like videos like this about corporate overreach and exploitation, then check out this video I made about how traditional African farming is being outlawed. And as always, like and share the video, and we'll see you next time.